love goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night,
good afternoon, everybody. It's noon on Friday, July 8th, and I am here today with Mike Campbell, and we're going to be talking about the Marriage Equality Act. It occurred to me that perhaps some of my listeners might say, Larry, what do you know about gay rights? Of course, that never stopped me from talking on any subject before, and I have done some research. But Mike, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an advertising guy. If you've seen Mad Men, probably explains it all.
You would be Don Draper.
Not as good looking, but just about the same role and not as much alcohol.
Okay, fair enough. And you are a member of the gay community, correct?
I am, I guess, by de facto. I don't have a card.
I don't know that you need a card. I'm a part of the Jewish community. I don't have a card.
My partner got a toaster when I converted. So,
excellent. Congratulations. And you're actually one of us. You're a divorced person.
I am.
So your appearance today on the Divorce Hour is apropos.
Totally.
And I'm not going to be cynical, because the cynical person would say, you know, gay marriage is great because then there are divorces. But rather than do that, I want to apologize for the United States of America for discriminating against you for centuries. I mean, we outlawed slavery in over 150 years ago, almost 150 years ago. We've banned many other forms of discrimination. And yet, as recently as this week, one of the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, that's out in California, I think, outlawed or said you cannot enforce the don't ask, don't tell policy in the law. So I would say that every place except my lovely home state of New Jersey, where our governor is a Neanderthal, is recognizing things that we should have recognized a century ago. So on behalf of everybody else, I'm apologizing.
Well, on behalf of my people, I accept it.
Your people.
Yes.
Your people. You know, it's just that we wouldn't tolerate it. And what I find amazing is that homosexuality existed in Greek culture. It existed in Roman culture.
Sure.
We had a little problem with the Pope. I think the Pope had a problem that seems to have gone through Europe and then over to America with Columbus. And I have to read this because I was really shocked at the fact that the legislature in New York and the governor signed a law which specified the following legislative intent. Marriage is a fundamental human right. Same-sex couples should have the same access as others to the protections, responsibilities, rights, obligations, and benefits of civil marriage. Stable family relationships help build a stronger society. For the welfare of the community and in fairness to all New Yorkers, this act formally recognizes, otherwise valid marriages without regard to whether the parties are of the same or different sex. It keeps going. It is the intent of the legislature that marriage of same-sex and different-sex couples be treated equally in all respects under the law. The omission from this act of changes to other provisions of law shall not be construed as a legislative intent to preserve any legal distinction between same-sex and different-sex couples with respect to marriage. The legislature intends that all provisions of law which utilize gender-specific terms in reference to the parties to a marriage, or which in any other way may be inconsistent with this act, be construed in a gender-neutral manner and in any way necessary to effectuate the intent of this act. That's incredible. The legislature doesn't do that. They don't specify with that degree of specificity. I don't know, can't come up with a better word.
There's a bit of legal poetry in there as well.
Well, that's where I'm a lawyer, so you know I understand the legal
poetry.
I mean,
poetry. Not in the positive sense.
No, but it's such a vast change in the way New York looks at society. Now, do I personally like the statement, stable family relationships help build a stronger society? Maybe yes, maybe no. Yeah. I'm a professional cynic. I think that, you know, marriages were great, whether they be same sex or different sex. Marriage for life was a great concept when life expectancy was 30.
Right.
But the truth is that, you know, people grow at different paces. And let me give a shout out to my children, because my children, first of all, my daughter, I actually found out about the passage of the law from my daughter, who put on Facebook, she's proud to be a New Yorker as soon as this law came down. And today they are doing God's work. They are with their mother as she moves out of the marital residence, title to which will close on Monday. Talk about being happy. I couldn't be any happier. But Mike, let's talk a little bit about history.
All right.
Now we said the in the Roman and the Greek culture, we know what that was all about. But you know, going back to New York, you know, and even the United States in general, homosexuality has been, for want of a better term, closeted throughout our country's existence, certainly in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. Then in the 19th century, things get a little, you know, it's a little more mainstream.
Sure.
And I did my research. I found this great website about trailblazing and the history of gay rights in New York. I thought that everything started with the Stonewall incident back in the 60s. I didn't realize that there were issues about this going back to 1920, when people started to be openly gay and people didn't hide their lives.
We wouldn't have cabaret if we didn't.
Funny you should say that. That's where we're going on this. There was time when we had films and Broadway plays and novels. All of those things were starting to come around in the 20s. Then in 1927, maybe this is the reason for the Great Depression and the market falling. In 1927, New York State Legislature amended a public obscenity code to include a ban on the appearance or discussion of gay people on stage, pushing gay culture back into the shadows.
And almost
that's almost 100 years ago.
I know.
What were we thinking?
I think that a lot of it is driven by fear. You know, it's somebody, you know, if you don't know what it is, and if you don't know anybody who is gay or openly gay, that, you know, you build this into like such a big thing. And then, you know, nowadays, almost, I think I read a statistic that about 70% of the population knows somebody who's gay or has somebody who's gay in their family. And
that's because you include all the people in the middle between the left coast and the right coast.
Well, that's
everybody in New York and everybody in California knows someone who's gay.
Yeah, but I would also say in the middle as well. I mean, you know, I think some of those families, you know, I mean, a lot of the kids are coming, you know, have been coming from the middle for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are going to go to a break. If you have a question for me, a comment, or a question for Mike, please give us a call, 877-480-4120. If you are shy, you can instant message us on the Facebook fan page of Talking Alternative Broadcasting. And you can also send me an email directly at larry@divorcebybloom.com. But give us a call. We'd really love to hear from you. This is the Divorce Hour. Today we are talking Marriage Equality Act. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father.
What's going on? Marvin Gaye, get the pun? That's my producers.
Next, we have Gay Talese coming up.
Okay, very good. Mike.
Yes.
Tell me about you. What does this mean to you, the enactment of the Marriage Equality Act?
I think that it means a lot. I mean, I think emotionally, I've been with my partner for going on 26 years.
Sorry, guys, Mike's not available.
I actually was married before for 8 years to a very lovely woman. We're still very close, and I love her dearly. So I've experienced marriage. I got married very young, when I was 22. It just seemed like the thing to do. Not just the thing to do, but it was the thing I wanted to do with the partner at the time. It's funny because, you know, they've been talking about gay marriage and coming in, you know, for a long, long time. I think going back about 10 years or so with Hawaii, and now it started to snowball. And I don't think anybody in my circle of friends really thought it would happen. So it was kind of interesting the night, you know, my partner and I, and I guess now I can call him my fiance.
Okay, so you're planning on getting married.
Yeah, we're getting married. The night that the law was enacted or passed, I guess, the two of us were sitting watching television and, you know, constantly updating Huffington Post and, you know, did it happen, will it happen, you know. And so at that moment, it was kind of like, we can get married. And I think, you know, everything sort of it wasn't just hypothetical anymore.
Now you're wondering about cold feet.
Yeah. And so I said to my partner, I said, you know, right now half the gay community is going, yay. And the other half is going, uh-oh. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends who really are a little bit ambivalent about this. Not everybody is jumping to the altar.
I understand that as well. Yeah. I have a very good friend. As a matter of fact, She's such an old friend that I know her from kindergarten, and she sat next to me at my bar mitzvah, okay, which was a long time ago. Her son is gay, and he said to her that it'll never work.
Yeah.
Gay men are too immature. So, you know, he stereotyped it. I didn't. He did. I would imagine that, you know, again, the cynic in me says, why shouldn't you have the benefit of a lousy marriage?
Exactly.
Just like everybody else. So are you going to be one of the people rushing in at the end of the month?
No. I think we're probably planning on something in October, possibly. We've already had a vacation set up, so that'll be our honeymoon.
All right.
My fiance has already laid down the ground rules. A, he won't wear a ring. So I said, okay, we can get it. We'll have rings at the ceremony, but you can put it away in the drawer, but I'm wearing a ring. You know, I bought into the Beyonce song.
Put a ring on.
And then secondly, it'll be just a private ceremony, probably at City Hall or someplace out in Southampton. And then when we have a celebration, it'll be a big party with all our friends.
Very nice.
So that's sort of our style.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. What did I want to say? Oh, well, you see, we have a governor who now who's great.
Yeah.
And did you hear what the mayor's doing?
Yeah, he's marrying two of his people from the mayor's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's also, well, the, you know,
maybe,
we wonderful
maybe you had a different scoop.
I actually do have a different scoop. We members of the legal industry are very funny. The legislature put in a provision that says in the law, where is it? This section 6 of the law of chapter 95 of the laws of 2001. Section 6. This act shall take effect on the 30th day after it shall become a law. Well, the 30th day is July 24th, which is a Sunday. The mayor is directing that the county clerk's, you know, the city clerk's office for marriage licenses be open that day. And for the foreseeable future, instead of closing at 4:30, they'll close at 6:30. Wow. And he's going to have a whole bunch of judges available to perform wedding ceremonies. So, you know, everybody's taking it very seriously, you know, our government. Now, way back when, in the 80s, I was a member of the legislative committee of the family law section of the New York City, of New York County Lawyers Association.
Impressive.
Nah, didn't mean anything. And we talked about the new laws that were being discussed. This was before domestic partnerships were put in. And I remember saying, this is so silly. Why don't we just let everybody get married? And I was then told that I was naive, it'll never happen, the politics are such. And I realized that maybe this idealist shouldn't be on the legislative committee of the Bar Association. Maybe I should just practice law and deal with the laws as they are rather than writing them. And essentially that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. I wanted to write the law.
But can I say something about that?
You can say anything you want.
Because I think it goes beyond being idealistic. You know, like my partner and I, fiance.
Hard for you to get it. You know, it's funny you should say that because it's hard for me to refer to she who shall not be named as my ex-wife.
Ex-former.
It is. It's hard. It's hard to do it. 27 years she was my wife. My ex-wife.
Well, you know, I mean, just on a practical note, for us to basically put in place legally all the things that we're now getting granted for a $40 marriage license, it cost $4,000 for us to get an attorney to put together an irrevocable trust, to put together a living will, to put together powers of attorney. You know, all of that, I mean, was not cheap. You know, that was just so that we could engineer a basic right that everybody else had. And I think you know, there's beyond just the moral issue that it should have happened, there's the legal issue, and you know, somebody owes me $4,000.
Yeah. Well, let me speak for the legal community for a moment. I'm a member of another community, and I have a card for this one. your living will, your irrevocable power of attorney, all those things are really good things to have in any relationship. Mm. Or if you're not in a relationship and you want to provide for your children, for me, you know, who's going to pull the plug?
Sure. Not your
kids, you ain't pulling the plug. Nobody's pulling the plug on me. I want to live forever. Freeze me if necessary. But, you know, those are things that everybody should have. So you really didn't lose that money.
Sure.
I don't want you to think that.
No, no, no. We're planning on inviting him so he brings a good gift.
Excellent. Maybe he can pay you back. But, you know, and we're going to get back to the whole history here, because I think the history is important to realize, and we'll do that after the next break. So you'll get married in October,
yep.
and then you'll go on a honeymoon, and yep. then you'll have a party yep. afterwards. I like that.
That's good. And then it's good to know you in case it doesn't work out.
It's a... And if you, since
you're
I'll
my,
do
you're
some,
my new friend Larry,
since I will do some advertising here, I can tell you that I do write prenuptial agreements as
well. Oh, okay.
So
that's not going to fly.
I don't know. It's not my place. But I will tell you, you've been married once before, and I think you understand the need that might exist for a prenuptial agreement.
No pun intended.
Not that I'm suggesting you need it personally. I'm just saying in general. So the number here, 877-480-4120. Sky's getting a little cloudy. You don't want to be inside. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let's talk about this topic. We are at TalkingAlternative.com. I am Larry Bloom, the host of this Divorce Hour, here with Mike Campbell today talking about the Marriage Equality Act. Please give us a call.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always
should I stay or should I go? Now that it's the law, Many same-sex couples are asking themselves that question. Should I stay or should I go? You know, as I was doing my research, because when I don't know anything and I'm talking about it, I have to do a little research for it. It would be like walking into court cold. I can't walk into a radio show cold either. And what I found was that there's no gay rights history between 1927, when that public ban went into effect, and 1964.
Wow.
So it was okay for gay people to fight Hitler, who didn't like the Jews, who didn't like the blacks, who didn't like the gays.
Right.
But God forbid you should say you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the blacks couldn't hide it. The Jews had no, some had problems with Jews here. Some people were, you know, self-denying.
Mm-hmm.
Other people were open. But, you know, you don't hear anything about the gays from during that time. And, you know, that was one of the big three groups that Hitler hated.
Yeah.
So, 1964, the Homosexual League of New York and the League for Sexual Freedom picketed the Army Induction Center on Whitehall Street. The first gay rights protest.
Wow.
1964.
Wow.
And I was 10. I mean, if it's something happened in my lifetime and it's the first, that says something.
Sure.
What? Again, why do we wait so long? Why did we wait so long? I don't know the answer to that question. In 1966, New York State Liquor Authority, very important group. They cover, you know, all those lobbyists making millions of dollars. They issued a policy statement allowing bartenders to refuse to serve gays. And another group, and I know I'm pronouncing this wrong, and I'm sorry, the Matachine, Matachine Society, which was a gay rights group, sure, organized a sip-in. And, you know, they walked into bars, announced their homosexuality, and sat there being refused to drink, given a drink. 1967, Columbia University had a student group called the Student Homophile League, the first on-campus gay rights advocacy group, and it received a charter from the university. So thank God for the Ivy League. Okay, as a former Ivy Leaguer, I was not a Colombian, but as a former Ivy Leaguer, I'll take that as a positive step.
Yeah.
So why then wasn't New York the first state to allow same-sex marriage?
It's amazing, given, you know, how many gay people have always come to New York City. But, you know, I mean, New York State's a big, you know, you can't judge New York State by New York City, I think. You know, even if you just look at the way that it breaks down by party and politics, you know, as you go further and further away from the city.
True. You know, as you go further upstate, the more Republican and the more conservative you get. And I guess the same thing could be said for California outside of L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think, you know, I mean, look, I mean, it's also, you know, being anti-gay or being anti-anything has always been a social wedge issue for a lot of politicians and a lot of races. And I think, you know, it's hard to sometimes buck against that kind of, you know, sentiment. I mean, you're really putting yourself out there. You know, I think Bloomberg, from what I read, you know, deserves a lot of credit for having, you know, giving a lot of, you know, people who, you know, a lot of politicians who would never have really stepped out the way that they did, the cover, by him being very vocal about it, and also putting this money against, you know, this, not against, but for the cause. So it gave a lot of them a lot of cover so that they knew that they weren't going to lose their funding, that they were going to, you know.
That's a plus.
Yeah, no, he was huge. It was a huge, you know, thing for him to do. And Cuomo, of course, you know, I mean, he was, you know. So I think political bravery happens at the right time that it happens. You know, I think a lot of, sometimes patience is part of it.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess then explain to me my governor.
Your governor,
Governor Christie, who who says no way, no how, not on my watch.
Yeah. I
mean. So, you know, and And I have a funny feeling that the next Democratic candidate for governor of New Jersey will use that as a wedge issue.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the tide has turned. And what do we have now? 6 states?
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
And most of the other ones, well, I shouldn't say that. I'm guessing that a lot of the other ones recognize the marriages that were legal where they were performed.
Sure.
We have that little thing called the, what's that called? What do you call that thing? Where, no, not reciprocity. Where one state has to follow the laws of another. It'll hit me. I'll admit, you know what? While I'm driving home today, I'll remember what that's called.
Quick to the Google.
I'll remember what that's called. Boys in the Band was a groundbreaking event, essentially.
Can I tell you that movie scared me straight?
How do you figure?
Huh?
How so?
Okay, so very, 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 very brief story. My father died when I was 14.
Okay.
That summer, everybody in the family thought it would be good to ship me off to, do something. So there was a boys' camp that my social studies teacher had, was a cook for.
Okay.
So I went up. I was going to be a dishwasher. And I was, of course, miserable because I didn't know anybody.
Right.
And so all the camp counselors were from New York. This was up in Connecticut. And there were a lot of actors and, a lot of guys who, I don't think they were necessarily, maybe they were gay. I don't know. But one night they say, we're going to go to the movies. Do you want to come? And I said, yeah, okay. Because, they're
old. You needed something to do.
Yeah, plus they're older guys. And it was like, I was.
And they had a car.
They had a truck. I got to ride in the back of the truck, smoke a cigarette. And they said, we're going to go see a movie, Boys in the Band. And I thought, okay, it's a musical. And I saw that movie and I just sat there thinking, I will never want to be gay because they're all miserable. And that was the impact of that. I mean, and it was probably another 15, 16 years until I could actually get over that.
Okay. All right. So, but that, that brought it into mainstream, brought, 68 was the premiere on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking, there was a documentarian who referred to it as the first time audiences actually saw same-sex guys as dimensionalized, characterized human beings.
Sad people.
I don't remember the movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember the movie.
Yeah.
I know it took me a long time to go see the movie Boys from Brazil because I figured it was probably similar.
There you
Little
go.
Did I know it was about Nazis. So,
where's the gays?
Yeah, where the hell are the gay people? And, of course, what I remember, because I was an impressionable 15-year-old, was the riots at the Stonewall Inn. And, that was to me,
sure,
the beginning of the gay rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know there was all this other stuff before it. We're going to about to take a break. I, again, invite anyone and everyone who's listening to give us a call, 877-480-4120. If you are listening to us on podcast, as many of you do, you're going to be sorry that you didn't make a phone call and you didn't participate in this subject. We are here with Mike Campbell, and we are talking about the Marriage Equality Act on the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, broadcast as always on talkingalternative.com. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio,
24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Benatar, love is a battlefield. Yes, it is. Any kind of love is a battlefield. Relationships are hard. They are very difficult to maintain, whether they are same sex or different sex.
Absolutely.
So we had the Stonewall rioting. What do you remember about those days?
I have the thinnest memory.
Because you and I must be about the same.
Yeah, we're about, I think, I was born in 55.
I was born in 54. Okay, so about
okay.
the same age.
All right. My dad was a photographer for the Daily News.
Okay.
And, you know, he was like the guy with the speed graphic and pulling stuff out, mm-hmm. and, you know. And I kind of remember that there was a, you know, a riot or something that happened that he was down there taking pictures of. But at the time, I didn't know what it was, and that's like basically the only pushpin that I have of my memory in that. And I have a feeling he was probably down there. And I've tried to go through the Daily News archives to see if any of the photos that were taken were taken. So I think it was a bit of irony. You know?
Your dad's still alive?
No, he died. He died very early.
Okay, I'm sorry. So 1970. Remember, we were at 69 with the Stonewall rioting. In 1970, the Christopher Street Liberation Day organized the first gay pride march mm-hmm. in the entire country.
Wow.
Can you believe that? 1970?
In some respects, it seems like why didn't it happen sooner?
Exactly.
Right.
Why didn't it happen sooner? I mean, you know, we're in New York where we have parades that are older than the country is, right? St. Patrick's Day, Columbus Day. I mean, these are things.
Sticky Notes Day.
Yeah, whatever kind of day. That's true. We have a parade for everything.
Right.
The good news is we haven't not had one since.
Mm.
And you wonder. You think there'll be one next year?
Oh, there has to be.
With the law?
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
when do you know, I guess because there are still Irish Americans and Italian Americans,
yeah.
There'll be gay Americans, right?
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, New York State having the gay marriage, you know, rights is still just one step. I mean, you know, there's still a long way to go in terms of other states enacting it, in terms of getting, you know, Defense of Marriage Act, the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, you know, off the books. So, I mean, until that happens, until I can, you know, tell my accountant we either want to file jointly or separately on my federal taxes, you know, then I don't think we have the full rights that everybody else does.
What an interesting idea. If you're married under the laws of your jurisdiction, shouldn't you be able to file jointly?
Not for federal.
Why not?
Because the DOMA, you know, has basically, you know, said that the federal government will not recognize gay marriages.
Now, all right, I'm giving a shout out to my tax attorney friends out there. What up with this? If the state of New York recognizes it, full faith and credit, that's what I was looking for before. Full faith and credit. Why can't you file your taxes that way?
Because it's a federal, it's the first law that was really enacted to take away the rights of people rather than give rights to people. That was the whole Defense of Marriage Act.
That's the Defense of Marriage Act, right. But the Internal Revenue Code was actually put in to give families benefit.
I then defer to your people for the legal advice.
My people. You know what I always tell my clients? You know who got Capone, don't you?
The accountants.
The IRS. So they're the ones you really have to worry about. And anybody who wants that case, I will find a tax attorney to work with. I would be more than happy to represent. I know I'm soliciting over the air. You shouldn't do that. But I would be happy to take that case. And while I'm soliciting, let me tell you my dream case. And possibly one of the causes of the breakup of my marriage. My dream case is to find a married man who wants to stop his wife's abortion.
Oh my God.
Not because I don't believe in abortion. I think everybody should have the right to choose. But if it takes two people to make a baby, it ought to take two people to stop making a baby.
Wow.
So that's my cause celeb. I know it's not really germane to today's topic, but I figured, what the hell, let's talk about it. Now, this is interesting. The gay men's health crisis.
Sure.
Came into existence 2 years before AIDS was formally recognized by the CDC.
Wow.
And from the beginning, they were getting more than 100 calls a day. I don't know what they're getting now. It's probably substantially more than that. But, you know, and now we've made it to the 80s, okay? So all of you people who don't remember the 60s, shame on you. But now we're in the 80s, and hopefully everybody remembers the 80s. 1986 was the first event to fight AIDS. It was the first fundraising event in New York.
Does it mention whether ACT UP was created?
ACT UP, 1987. Yeah. That was the next thing, 1987. Yeah. That was Larry Kramer, and he was one of the people who formed the Men's Health Crisis Hotline. Then what I talked about originally, remember I was saying that we were talking about the Domestic Partnership Act? In 1998, the Mayor Giuliani, signed the domestic partnership bill. Now, I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that that was a statewide thing.
No, it was just New York City.
It was just
Can
New
I tell
York
you a story about that?
Sure, please.
That's
why you're here.
Okay. You want a sandwich? I can take an order.
No.
During that period, a lot of forward-thinking companies, the one that I worked for at the time was included in that, started to offer domestic partner rights for insurances.
Okay.
For health insurance. When that came down, they said, okay, part of the criteria are you have to prove that you've been living together, reasonable.
Okay.
You had to have a joint checking account. Reasonable.
Sure.
And you had to have a domestic partnership certificate if it was provided and if you lived in New York City. So, happy, joy, joy. We, you know, said, hey, we get to, you know.
And you did that.
And we did it. We did it. So I went out like the good Boy Scout, got all of my forms, got everything, got the whole package. And by this time, I was on the board of directors of this company, so I had some clout. So I wasn't just some poor kid, you know, who was weighed down on the totem pole. So I was about to hand my package in, and I said to the HR person, I said, let me ask you a question. Do you require married couples to provide their certificate of marriage? And I said, you know, you are requiring me to sign a form stating that I do have a true domestic partner relationship, and I attest to it, and it's my word. And they said, no. And I said, well, why is my word less than somebody who's married? Because you're asking me to provide a higher threshold of proof than they are. So she said, I'll get back to you.
And never did.
And never did.
And never did.
And never did. And it was just fully, you know, granted. But, you know, it and now, you know, you have to applaud them for the fact that they were out there at front doing it. But, I mean, I think a lot of people are, you know, have been, until the law is defined, you know, as this is your right, this is what you have entitled to you, there's still a lot of ambiguity, even just the discussion about whether or not you can take your taxes off on the federal, you know, returns. So I think that will help clear and make, you know, clarity is always the best way, I think, in society.
True. But I didn't really, it never occurred to me that that was a city thing and not a state thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the Domestic Partnership Act was taken advantage of not only by the same-sex community, but also by the different.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot community. Of heterosexual couples who took advantage of it, rightfully so.
I represented a couple in New Jersey that had formed under New York law or New York City law, domestic partnership. And there were certain rights that had to be addressed in their, quote, divorce, close quotes, whatever it was.
Right.
One of my cousins, the nicest person I'll ever meet in my life, had a domestic partnership for a while. And because of the insurance requirements, they eventually got married.
Mm.
So those are, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that they didn't love each other. Even if, you know, even if they were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have my sister has been together with her boyfriend for 20 years, and they will never get married. And I have one of my childhood friends, you know, heterosexual couple, who've been together for 27 years who won't get married.
Funny you should say that. As we were here, I got an email from my lawyer, my real estate lawyer,
right?
You know, asking me for the closing on Monday, was I ever married before? So I wrote, never before, never again.
Sounds like a country song.
You know, it might be, but... You know, because I always say when somebody comes into my, I'll ask if this is your first marriage. That's one of the questions I ask. And they, time and time again, they go, and it's my last. But I see we're up against the break. Give us a call here, 877-480-4120. We are here with Mike Campbell talking about the Marriage Equality Act on the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Greatest love of all, Whitney Houston. Nice song.
Very
nice,
pretty.
Nice song for this. Well, we're almost out of time. What have I missed? What didn't I talk about?
Oh, my gosh. What happens, I mean, what happens now with divorce, with gay couples?
Why are gay couples different from any other couples?
There's my answer.
You're going to have property issues. You're going to have support issues. You're going to need a prenup. You're going to have children issues. Well, you might have children issues if you adopt. If you choose not to adopt, they don't have those issues. I know if I ever were to get married again, you know, I don't think that children are in my future. So that would be an issue. But, once you have a child, you always have a child. And now I don't have little children. I have big children with big problems. That's the way it works, right? Little children, little problems. Big children, big problems. Janice just mentioned something during the break. Wouldn't it be nice if we got to a stage where nobody needed a parade anymore? You know, I don't think that's ever going to happen because, you know, the pride is pride.
Yeah.
And the Italians and the Irish and everybody else are going to want to continue in their annual parades. And who's going to be the one to break up a tradition that's 300 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think as long as we have one group doing parades, we're going to have all the groups doing parades. 2007, the first time the same-sex marriage bill passed the assembly, and did not pass the Senate. Four times it went through this, and finally this year, in June, we had that. And
props out to David Patterson. I mean, I don't think that this vote would have happened without him sort of pioneering it in the first time. He didn't have the clout, and you know, things kind of went wrong. But Patterson, I think, also deserves some credit.
You don't think Elliot Spitzer would have had that issue?
I don't know. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
But for a pair of black socks.
We'll never know. Okay, we are almost out of time, and I want to thank Mike Campbell again for coming in and talking with me. Shame on you, everybody out there, for not calling in and asking questions, but it gave me more opportunity to talk and ask the questions I wanted to ask. So thank you so much for coming. Please, you know, send us a wedding announcement.
All right.
So that we can announce it on the air.
All right.
Couple of weeks now. Let me give you some heads up. Next week, I have Dr. Peggy Herzog coming in. Peggy is a psychologist handling children's issues involving divorce, something very important. July 22nd, my good friends, these really are my good friends. These are people I've known and love dearly. Susie Smith and Charlie Rice. They are the organizers of my divorce support group, the place I go to get support, occasionally to give support mostly, but mostly to get that support. And then on July 29th, we are going to take a trip to Mars. Mars is actually an acronym. My friend Phil Kamras, who was here talking about the new divorce law back in the fall, has opened a mediation service Because of the budget crisis here in New York, the courts fired all the judicial hearing officers. Judicial hearing officers were the retired judges who did all the work and tried all the cases. So I was in court yesterday, and they said, "You want a trial? Sure. May of next year." So Phil's service, I think, is Mars. He'll tell us what it is, what that stands for. Again, thank you so much, Mike, for coming in.
It's been a pleasure. It's been fun.
It's been a blast. Please keep listening. If you like what you hear, don't keep us a secret. Listen to Tony, who's coming on next. Listen to everybody on the lineup. Every one of our shows on the Talking Alternative Network addresses different issues from different perspectives. All you need to know is that Marnie is a matchmaker and I'm a divorce lawyer. So you can see where we're going on this. We handle very different topics. Please listen. Tell your friends. Tell your friends, of course, to listen to this show. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. This is Talking Alternative. Everybody have a great week. Enjoy July.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy.
please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.